Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Wow, guys, this is going really fast. I am sitting in with two great friends of mine, Olivia Varnson and Karen Elliott. Now, Karen, you work here at WDUN.
I do.
So I know you and I work together here at WDUN, but you have a girlfriend's trip that you do all of the time. So I wanted you to come on, share some of those tips and best practices, maybe we'll call them, that you've learned over the years and just kind of how to handle all of this. So I have a question for you as we start this last segment.
Okay.
How on earth do you guys handle who sleeps where?
That's a biggie. Well, the perk for the trip planner that we've talked about earlier, what a big job that is. The trip planner gets the fancy master bedroom.
Mm.
So that's the prize every year for being the trip planner. So that's off the table right off the bat. That's decision is made. Then we literally put our names in a bucket, hat, glass, whatever, and just go room by room, go in the room, draw the name out. That's your bed. Literally, totally random. And if there's, you know, two, we pick out two. We just literally random do it that way.
And what about who chooses where you go out for dinner?
Well, that's a huge ordeal. We have not figured that out. That is a that's a biggie. We, you know, look in, we go to TripAdvisor, we look in the guest book, we ask around on the beach that day, or, you know, on the wherever, and we get ideas, and then we look at the menus online, and we talk about it, starting at breakfast, where we're going to go for dinner, and, you know, usually by 6 p.m., we figured it out.
You figured it out. So you start early.
Yes, it takes all day to decide where we're going to have
dinner. You start talking about dinner over breakfast.
Pretty much. It's a big decision. Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan. But now, Olivia and I have traveled together on road trips where we are driving. And Olivia, I know you and I have talked about kind of how to split that.
It's just an important thing to keep in mind to make sure, you know, not one person feels like they're stuck behind the wheel. And another, you know, if you're driving in an SUV and you've got a full car, you know, maybe change up who's sitting where so that you're not crammed in the very back
stuck
seat
in the
whole ride.
Yes.
I guess it depends how long the road trip is, too.
No, yeah. I think that's a good idea. I've gone on some trips where there's one person who really wants to sit in the passenger seat all the time, the front passenger seat.
Right.
All the time.
Oh,
for the whole trip.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to share that one a little bit.
Yeah, not fair. Yeah.
But there may be some people who don't want to sit there, but those are the kind of things that you should probably decide ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I like that you guys have a plan for determining the rooms, but if you're just starting out traveling with friends, that should be something that you should talk about before you get to the destination.
Yes.
How
well,
are you
we've fine-tuned all these things through the years. We didn't figure that out. You know, it comes with practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit then about, especially on a road trip, how you pack everything in. Do you take multiple cars? How do you all do it? Because I would think that if there are several friends going, you would do some carpooling.
Indeed, we do carpooling. We have people that come from out of state and they might have to fly in and we meet them at our destination. One, because it's just more efficient. And two, you know, a lot of places you say limit the number of vehicles you can even have. Mm. So we do that. You've got beach chairs, you've got coolers, you've got all umbrellas or what, you know, whatever. And you've got the groceries you're bringing ahead of time. So, you know, girls bring a lot of stuff. We pile it in and we just kind of haul it all down there.
Well, you know, I think those are, you know, really great ideas for just, you know, kind of piling it all. Sometimes it's just, you know, kind of piling it all in and just kind of getting it there. But splitting the, I guess you guys maybe have a plan also too for kind of splitting the driving there when you have the multiple SUVs going.
Yes.
Olivia and I have also talked about what you're doing also too when you leave, that, you know, you're leaving family behind and they're wondering where you are and what's going on with you. So we've talked about leaving that itinerary behind, Olivia.
Yeah, it's a good idea to leave behind at least a general itinerary of where you'll be so your family has an idea in case of an emergency. But another important part of that, and what I saw in Karen's notes too, is that your families really understand how therapeutic these trips are for you, how vital they are. So that's great that you have that support system.
Yeah, it is great. And we, I can probably speak for everyone in the group, we're very appreciative that we have that support system, but it's just so healthy and it's so good, and we all come back so refreshed and renewed. And yeah, they just very much, all of our husbands and families support it, and we're appreciative of that. Plus, we kind of tease them that we had this commitment long before our marriage commitments, and so it kind of, you know, but that's a joke, and that's you know, a joke, but it's just good, and it's healthy, and so they recognize that it's healthy for us, yeah.
Now, you guys are listening to Karen Elliott here with WDUN and Olivia Varnson, my friend who's been hanging with me through the years here on the radio show. We're talking about traveling with friends. And in particular, this show is leaning a little bit more maybe to traveling with girlfriends. But we are covering it all, from planning, budgeting, and getting you ready to start planning these things. But now, Karen, I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. How easy, when you all travel, how easy is it for everyone to leave everything behind, leave work behind, leave whatever stresses or whatever things like that, and kind of just let your shoulders relax and really get there? And all the things that you just mentioned about the reasons to travel with girlfriends, to travel with your friends, and really embrace that and really get into that, connect to that.
You know, easier for some than others. Everybody has different situations. Some work, some don't work. Some work full-time, some work part-time. You know, and the truth is, some of us have to take our laptops and our cell phones with us, and we might have to work a couple of hours a day. We might get phone calls about work. So you just figure it out. Mm. Some, you know, still have younger kids at home, so they're on the phone with their kids and their family. So it's not like we completely cut ourselves off from our real lives and, you know, or in seclusion. we're definitely juggling. So, you know, and that's okay.
But do you set aside sort of like a silent time for a certain amount of time? Have you guys do anything like that?
No? You just kind of figure it out.
Just kind of figure it out.
I mean, everybody, you know, is still, you know, in touch with their families, and whoever needs to be is in touch with their jobs. And no, we just kind of figure it out.
Well, we're coming down to the end of the show, but I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that through the years, traveling with your girlfriends has made you closer and just really made that bond that you have with those friends more solid?
Oh, absolutely. Unquestionably. It has enriched my life and our friendships, unquestionably. Yes, and I'm very thankful for it.
Mm. Well, that's what this show is going to be all about.
Okay.
It's really talking about how traveling with your friends can do just that.
Yes.
Enhance your life and really help you to live your best life.
Yes.
But now we're coming down to the end of the show, and I can't let the show end without saying a thank you to Olivia. Because I'm saying, Olivia, this isn't your last show, but Olivia has accepted a job working at a law firm. She's going to do research there. And I can tell you all, she is one of the best researchers, and you all have experienced all of the great information because of her research. So, Olivia, thank you so much for all of the contributions and all of the hard work that you have contributed to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We have really, really enjoyed having you here.
Thank you. It's been an absolute joy to be here. So, and I'll be back.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to be goodbye, because we do have a podcast that you guys have heard us talk about, Quarter Miles Travel, that we moved from a segment here on the radio show to now a podcast. It's now, I think it's episode 8 or 9 that we're up to now, and we're still going to do that. So Olivia's not, you know, I still got my hands on her, so she's not going anywhere completely, but I will try and coax her back into the studio to be here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So thank you so much. We have really enjoyed having you, Olivia.
Thank you.
So, Karen, this brings us down to the end here. So thank you also, too, for coming on and sharing all of your friendship travel tips and, as I said, best practices, because you've been doing it for a while.
Yes, and, you have some great tips there. Something I love to talk about.
Well, absolutely. The only thing I would suggest to you is that you add another person to your list. And that would be me.
That'd be great.
Like
that would
be party.
One more, yeah.
I would love that. I would love that. But thank you guys for listening. And please check out the Facebook page, because we're going to cover some of this on Facebook. Also going to put some of it on travelbagswithanita.com. So all of this will be all over the place, all of these great tips. So thanks for joining us here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.
My old friend, I recall the times we had hanging on my wall. I wouldn't trade them for gold.